since Norm is retiring on Friday, we're having a big send-off for him this week. Hopefully you're listening to The Invasion from 10 to noon each morning. They're having a great time this week. A lot of guests stopping by to wish Norm well. And we're going to be playing some of Norm's greatest hits. I think perhaps when he's at his most entertaining is when he was battling callers over the years. And here we have a few examples of that.
And this is back
if you can pause it. The first example, actually, is Norm
was always
battling a chair in the studio. Then you'll hear him battling callers.
And this is back when somebody was always getting pranked. And our night show at the time thought it would be funny to put an air horn on the bottom of our a chair in the studio so when you would sit down, the air horn would go off. And it got us, it got our traffic reporter several times. She kept forgetting and would come in to do traffic and would sit down and then adjust and the horn would go off and she'd scream and we'd all laugh. And then we left the chair in there for Norm. And I think Gordo switched it so there was no doubt that Norm would sit on it. So he sat down originally and then forgot about it and then started doing his show. And this is when Norm had about enough of the air horn. And what you need to picture is when you hear the sound in the background, that is Norm standing up, and he's a former kicker, kicking the chair across the studio and scaring his crew so bad that his producer at the time, Mark Freeman, has to say, I'll bring you another chair.
The Yankees can pay $225 million a year in salary and make money. If Tom Hicks pays $225 million a year, even as rich as Tom Hicks is, he takes the gas. And yes, I'd like to see the Rangers spend more, but if you spent money on last year's team or this year's team, last year's team was way more deserving of way more deserving.
Groobs is coming and getting your chair.
It was way more deserving of support than his plan.
He was so mad. I think he was about to say, that's it, and walk out of the studio and say, this ticket thing is not going to work.
Imagine just driving around, and you're maybe not that familiar with the ticket. What are you thinking is going on? Yeah.
What's going on in that studio?
Did I hear an air horn?
We're going to bring you another chair. Crew's going to bring you another.
Why is he so distracted? Why does that chair have an air horn that they need to bring a new one in?
Gosh, that's so awesome when you just wait for it, the wait for the horn in the background. Okay, this was Norm, and this turned out to be a very famous drop of Norm asking someone if they happened to be gay because of Michael Sam, who was trying to make it in the NFL as someone who happened to be gay trying to play defensive line. And Norm got into it. This is Norm, passion against caller.
The reason I don't like the signing of T.O. is what a nasty, personal human being he is. He is a wonderful player. He is a nasty.
That, Norm. You're saying he's nasty because he gets in problems with the law or because he has problems with his teammates?
Derek, are you gay?
No, sir.
You like people suggesting it? Would you like people spreading rumors at your work that you're gay?
No.
Derek, answer the question.
It wouldn't bother me because I know the truth.
Oh, bull. That's bull, Derek.
Okay, so
that
you
is enjoy, bull.
You enjoy the ticket making fun of you.
That, to me, is they're having fun with me.
Okay.
Sometimes they cross the line. But you know what, Derek? Whoa. I am not about to say on this air, you know what? Frito's gay. And
no,
mean it.
He was asked the question.
He was asked the question and said...
And he didn't say he was?
What did he say, Derek?
You have to read into his statement.
What did he say?
He said, if it looks like a duck, it must be a duck.
No, if it looks like a rat and smells like a rat, it's a rat. That's what he said, quote.
Did he say his words? Did he say he was
good
gay?
Good God, Derek.
That was the question.
Derek, are you gay?
But no, I'm
wait
not
a minute, Derek. Derek, are Derek,
talk,
stop. Answer
like
a
that.
Question for me. Are
you
gay?
You Bledsoe,
Derek,
gay?
Are you gay?
Okay, would you...
Sorry, I misled you on the on the lead in there. It wasn't about Michael Sam. I forgot about that. I don't remember that T.O. thing. Yeah.
Did he say T.O. was a nasty personal human being?
Personal.
What's a personal human being?
Yeah, play the beginning of that real quick just to make sure we got that.
The reason I don't like the signing of T.O. is what a nasty personal human being he is.
Boy, why did we aren't get that t-shirt going?
Aren't we all personal human beings?
Are well, you gay?
Gosh, and yeah, I'm screaming that, Derek. Are you?
Are you gay?
Speaking of human beings, that brings us to the Norm versus Dan battle, which is an all-time classic. Norm was mad about college football conferences waiting till the last minute to tell you, and I'm kind of with him on this. Now, am I ready to do 15 minutes on it and scream at everybody? No, but I'm not as passionate as Norm is, who was trying to make plans to travel and couldn't get a clear time on what time a game was kicking off, and then this happened.
I'm trying to find out, because I'm traveling that day, what time the kickoff is on Texas and OU. TV doesn't have a time for it yet. This is television doing this. Make up your minds and set a time. This is fan abuse. These are the flat bleeping idiots on television who will not set a time. This is ludicrous, and the people at ABC should be ashamed of themselves.
Come on, Norm.
Thank you.
Settle down. What if you find out next week?
Hey, Dan, there are people who fly in for this game.
I would like to check that.
What if it's 2:30?
How many people are flying in?
If the game's 2:30, Dan, you make a joke out of damned everything. This is serious.
Okay, Norm, all right.
You don't see some people getting screwed by this?
Settle down.
You don't
hold on.
You're not seeing some people being screwed.
Hold on.
Well, Dan, you're mocking the damn thing.
Yes, I am.
And Dan,
listen.
This is fan abuse.
You're acting like you're starting to talk about 9/11 or something. And you yelling at me that I make a joke out of damn everything, and this is real serious. It's a freaking college football schedule, Norm.
It is a schedule for human beings.
Hours difference.
You're acting like for human beings.
But then you're going to yell at me like I'm somehow trampling on some sacred ground.
Because
like I shouldn't have mentioned anything.
It's because you mock it.
I'm not mocking it so much as I'm mocking your passion over this particular incident, Norm. TV runs
so
the college
just
football
take it
schedule.
The way it is.
Yeah.
Let's not object to it.
What are you going to do?
Well, one thing you can do is yell at them.
Aggie or
this
whoever.
And Texas and Oklahoma should get off their asses and do something about this.
Why?
Oh, damn. Dan,
why?
Why? Because maybe they have fans who'd like to make plans, Dan. Did you ever think of that?
Okay,
did you ever consider the fan who'd like to make plans?
They do it, like you said. They do it all the time. It's called the way it is.
Oh, yeah. The delivery of that line
from
Dan.
One of Dan's most famous
the
sayings.
The way it is.